Freedom by Jonathan Franzen. Read by David Ledoux.
Go together, you precious winners all. Your exultation partake to everyone. I, an old turtle, will wing me to some withered bough, and there my mate, that's never to be found again, lament till I am lost. The Winter's Tale. Good Neighbors. The news about Walter Berglund wasn't picked up locally. He and Patty had moved away to Washington 2 years earlier and meant nothing to St. Paul now, but the urban gentry of Ramsey Hill were not so loyal to their city as not to read the New York Times. According to a long and very unflattering story in the Times, Walter had made quite a mess of his professional life out there in the nation's capital. His old neighbors had some difficulty reconciling the quotes about him in the Times, arrogant, high-handed, ethically compromised, with the generous, smiling, red-faced 3M employee they remembered pedaling his commuter bicycle up Summit Avenue in February snow. It seems strange that Walter, who was greener than Greenpeace and whose own roots were rural, should be in trouble now for conniving with the coal industry and mistreating country people. Then again, there had always been something not quite right about the Berglunds. Walter and Patty were the young pioneers of Ramsey Hill, the first college grads to buy a house on Barrier Street since the old heart of St. Paul had fallen on hard times 3 decades earlier. They paid nothing for their Victorian and then killed themselves for 10 years renovating it. Early on, some very determined person torched their garage and twice broke into their car before they got the garage rebuilt. Sunburned bikers descended.